Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. Today on the show, we're going to be entertained by the headliner at the upcoming Watson Lake Blues Bash. It's the Scott O'Neill Band. Scott is here by himself. And then after the news and weather break at the bottom of the hour, since a lot of our listeners like to take along new books on their holidays and weekends and summer vacation, well, you'll hear my chat just the other day with the editorial director of the world's largest bookseller. His name is Chris Schlupe, and he's got his choices for the 10 best books of the year so far. As you know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just email me at DJFone, that's DJFONE, at KQ&A.com. Speaking of Scott O'Neill and the Blues Festival coming up, if you love blues music, in addition to Scott today, how about some classic badass blues that comes your way every day online in this area at Prescott.com. Don't miss Badass Blues KXBB. Now, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, of course, with the 4th of July, Independence Day, coming up Thursday. We'll be carrying our friend Jerry Stewart's nationally syndicated patriotic program titled The Song of Freedom. Keeping with that patriotic mode, of course, this is Independence Day, not just a fireworks day. So, we, along with Frontier Village Shopping Center, have a very special gift basket for a local veteran to thank you for your service as we look forward to our nation's Independence Day. I would like to present this gift basket to any veteran, and I mean it, veterans only, please, because there will be a pop quiz when you pick up your Frontier Village gift basket here at the station. If you are a veteran who is the third caller right now at 445-8289, you will get this wonderful Frontier Village Shopping Center special gift basket if you'll pick it up right here at the radio station. Just call 445-8289. If you are a veteran and you are the third caller, the Frontier Village gift basket is yours, so go ahead and place that call now. In the meantime, we're going to bring Scott O'Neill in for some great music and talk about the blues coming your way in just a moment. On today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hi, this is Sandy with Yavapai County Contractors Association. Are you looking for summer work and over 18 years of age? Then YCCA might be able to help. Local tradesmen are hiring for the summer or even longer. Turn a summer job into a career. You can springboard your summer job into a lifetime of success. Call me, Sandy, at 778-0040 or email ycca@cable1.net.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're simply the best. Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Hi, I'm Prescott City Councilman Phil Good, here to remind you not to let precious water wash down the drain in your bathroom. If you have a toilet that was installed before 1995 and you replace it with an EPA WaterSense low-flow or high-efficiency toilet, you can receive a $50 rebate on your utility bill. This rebate is available to all City of Prescott water users. Do your part to be water smart. For more information, visit PrescottWater.com or call 928-777-1645.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back at 2:07. We have in the studio Scott O'Neill. He is one of the leading blues proponents. In fact, you're all about the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance, aren't you, Scott?
Yes, I am. I'm the Prescott Regional Vice President.
Tell us about the, for those who have not heard of it, tell us about the Northern Arizona or Arizona Blues Alliance.
We are an affiliate of the International Blues Foundation out of Memphis. We are the only affiliate in Northern Arizona. And we're a nonprofit organization, and we raise funds to put on events for the public. They're usually free events. And we just, you know, we're all about promoting the blues, preserving the blues mm-hmm. through education and live performances and recorded music.
Mm-hmm. And before you play your first tune here in the studio, tell us what's going on this weekend, this Saturday, I believe. Is it Saturday?
Yes, it is.
At Watson Lake.
Yes, this is our second annual Blues at the Lake Festival, Watson Lake Blues Festival. it starts at 1 o'clock. We have four bands. We have, let me see, local favorites, Road 1 South.
Mm-hmm. We have Hello, Dwight.
Yeah. We have Big Daddy D and the Dynamites, Sir Harrison, and the Dennis Herrera Band.
Now, tell us about how many times you'll be performing during this.
Me?
Yeah.
I am not playing this festival.
You're the organizer for it?
I am. I will be busy enough without...
Yeah, I can kind of gather that. So how do you go about choosing which bands to perform in this, and how do you get them to participate?
Well, last year we had a variety of local acts, and we decided this year to step it up a little bit. I mean, I'm not trying to say anything bad about the local bands, but we just wanted to bring something different to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So the city cut us down. Last year it was 5 hours. The city cut us down to 4 hours this year. So we figured we'd get four solid acts mm-hmm. and give everybody 4 hours of great entertainment.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you see a really young, really talented blues musician, now you've been doing this for a long time. How do you feel when you see, say, a teenager who has just blown the roof off the place with great blues music?
I love it.
Isn't that wonderful?
I love it, yes.
Yeah, you know the future's in good hands, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I don't see a lot of it around here. I do see some of it. But I went to Memphis a couple years ago for the International Blues Challenge, and they have a youth showcase. And I was just, it warmed my heart to see these kids, and they were, playing great blues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're walking in Memphis, were your feet 10 feet off a beal?
Oh, everything was 10 feet off the deal.
Apologies to Mark Cohn for stealing his line there. Tell me about the first time you got exposed to the blues, and how old were you when you picked up your first guitar?
Oh, gosh. Funny story. I have a picture that my dad took. I'm sure it was my dad, but I must have been like 3 or 4 years old, and I had a cowboy outfit, costume, whatever, and I was standing on a table with a little guitar. And I have that picture in my studio. I'm going to put it on one of my CDs one of these days. But
isn't that cool? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you brought this wonderful guitar with you. First of all, I know how proud musicians are of their instruments. Tell us about this magnificent guitar.
Well, it has 6 strings, and it's got these things that turn up here. Whoops. It's got these things that turn up here and make the strings go higher and lower. It's not really a special guitar. Mm-hmm. It's walnut. No.
When you first buy a guitar, a brand new one or a used one, how do you know it's the right one?
The best situation is buy it at a music store where you know the people and you can sit down and play it for a while. I go to a local music store, and I usually buy my guitars there, and I'll go in and I'll play them for a month before I decide to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's about different guitars. Every different guitar and every different make of guitar has a different tone, a different feel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just about what you like. I like the tone of this guitar. It has a real deep tone.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about the song you're about to play.
Excuse me. This song was written by and recorded by Mississippi John Hurt. I think I played this song last time I was here, but it's funny. He said he wrote it around the turn of the century. He didn't record it until later. When the song was first originated, it only had one verse. But over the years, different people have picked up the song and added verses to it, and I've added a little bit myself.
Good. And the stage is yours. This is Scott O'Neill.
It's called My Creole Bell. My Creole Bell, I love you well, my darling baby, my Creole Bell, my Creole Bell, I love you well, my darling baby, my Creole Bell. Got a house in the country, sitting way out back, music on the Victrola, tell me what you think about that. Sitting on the porch swing with the evening breeze, blowing sweet and gentle through them old magnolia trees. My Creole Bell, I love you well, my darling baby, my Creole Bell, my Creole Bell, I love you well, my darling baby, my Creole Bell. Stars do shine, I reach out and hold my baby, tell her that she is my Creole Bell. I love you well, my darling baby, my Creole Bell. Late in the morning when the moon still glows, I got to make sure that my baby knows she's my Creole Bell. I love you well, my darling baby, my Creole Bell, my Creole Bell. I love you well, my darling baby, my Creole Bell.
Very good. That is Scott O'Neill. He will be at Watson Lake arranging and organizing the Blues Festival Saturday at Watson Lake. Scott, you go back a long way with some local people. I know you and Christian Berry have performed many times together. A few weeks ago, we saw you guys playing a Sunday set at the Windsock Lounge in Prescott. We saw you just this past Sunday at the Birdcage during and just after the Sunday Bluegrass Festival. So tell us, what got you first involved in playing the blues? Who were your first heroes?
When I was a kid, I listened to, of course, my sisters were older than me, so I grew up on Elvis and all that stuff. And then the Beatles and the Stones came out, and eventually I started listening to people like Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton and Led Zeppelin, and I called it rock and roll. But then one day I started reading the names under the songs on the album, and I started researching who the artists were that did the songs. And I think I just talked to somebody about this the other day. I think Muddy Waters' Fathers and Sons album was the first what really grabbed me and pulled me in.
Really? I interviewed Kenny Wayne Shepherd about 2 weeks ago because he was playing the Flagstaff Blues and Brews, and he had some interesting insights, too, into what got him started. And, when it comes to having idols, are there any real current musicians that are making it big that really catch your ear?
I was at the Flagstaff Blues and Brews, and Kenny Wayne Shepherd, I was very impressed with him. Tab Benoit was the headliner Friday night. He was good. There's so many people out there. There's so many good guitar players, it's hard to put my thumb on anybody in particular.
When you hear a great song by a guitarist for the first time, can you enjoy the song just as a fan without going, I have to learn to play that?
I have to listen to the song, and I have to take it to heart before I, say, yeah, I want to learn that song.
Yeah, sure. We're talking to Scott O'Neill. We're coming up with Scott in just a moment. Time for a break on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. More coming up with Scott O'Neill.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is yrmchealthconnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you, what's going on in our healthcare community. yrmchealthconnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with yrmchealthconnect.org.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more towards your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's is here to help with July 4th savings, like $45 off 5-gallon pails and $15 off gallon cans via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy select interior and exterior paint and stain. And get up to 40% off select appliance special values, like a Whirlpool refrigerator was $13.99 and is now just $9.99. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/10, U.S. only.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
You know you love love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Hi kids, this is Brianna from the Office Cantina Restaurant. I love going to the office to watch baseball and other sports. But what's really cool is they have this new Kids Club that you can join. You get a free Kids Club card, and when you dine there 5 times, you get a free treasure on your 6th time. They even have a menu just for me. I love their chicken toes and cheese quesadillas. Yum.
That's right, kids. Come join the club and sign up for your Kids Club card today. The Office Cantina, 128 North Cortez, or at theofficerestaurant.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 221 with Scott O'Neill for the Big Blues Festival coming up Saturday at Watson Lake Park. I want to remind you that after the bottom of the hour news and weather, you will hear my interview with Chris Schloop. He is the editorial director for the world's number one bookseller, and he has come out with a list of his 10 best books of the year so far. So you don't want to miss that, just in case you're wondering what to take along on that 4th of July holiday, weekend, or summer vacation. So, back to Scott O'Neill. Scott, I understand you have some idols that you might want to meet sometime soon. Tell me who those might be.
Well, we are a co-sponsor for the Buddy Guy and Jimmy Vaughn concert August 2nd. Believe, yeah, August 2nd, in Flagstaff at the Pepsi Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, those guys, I've got a couple guitars with a couple other autographs on them. But Buddy Guy and Jimmy Vaughn are, yeah, they're up there on the top of the list.
Yeah, I'll bet you. I ask all musicians, especially guitarists, this question. When you watch a movie or a TV show and the actor is portraying a musician, can you tell, just by watching, if they really are playing the guitar or just going through the motions?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell if, well, maybe not if they're really playing the guitar, but you can tell if they know how to play guitar.
Okay.
You know, you watch their left hand, and if they're playing chords, you know, then you can tell. But if they're just kind of, you know, doing this, whatever.
Let me ask you this. Did you see the movie A Star Is Born?
I did.
Bradley Cooper?
I did.
What did you think about Cooper?
I thought he did a good job.
Yeah. Yeah, that really surprised me.
Yeah.
A lot of people went into that going, wait a minute, can Bradley Cooper sing and can Lady Gaga act? Yes, on both sides there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That had to be a fun movie for a musician to watch. Because you guys, I mean, you've seen and you've heard the stories of people whose careers go up and down and up and down. And this was a case where both happened. Because one was on his way up, one was on his way down, and one was on her way up. And that's why the movie's been made 4 times.
Yeah.
That has to echo with anybody who's in the entertainment field.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell us what kinds of things you and your bands are going to be doing in the next few weeks.
Well, we have every other Sunday, we have a blues jam at the Windsock, and we are killing it there. We have been since day one.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we were just there yesterday, and it was a good crowd, and a full sheet of musicians showed up to play.
In fact, when you were at the Birdcage last week, I saw Paul Epic join you guys on stage.
Yes.
He was rocking with you pretty well, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, I've known Paul for a long time. He's one of my partners in crime.
Yep, good to see you. Good to see. So what other kinds of venues do you guys have going the next several months, going into the rest of the summer?
We have another, well, as I said, we are doing the Buddy Guy and Jimmy Vaughn concert in August. August 31st, we're going to be back at Watson Lake for Day of the Living Blues Harp.
Exactly is a blues harp?
It's a method of playing. It's a style of playing the harmonica.
Okay. Because I saw Paul Epic playing the harmonica on the stage with you guys. Was that that style?
Duh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding. I'll be darned. Okay. Because he was really rocking it.
Yeah. He's good. He's probably one of the two or three better ones in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done that here, too, I believe, with you guys once. You know, a lot of musicians I talk to, Scott, I ask them what they heard in the home from their parents, music-wise, growing up. And a lot of them say, I heard everything, you know, country, rock, jazz, a whole bit. What did you hear in your home growing up?
Oh, well, my mom always had a radio in the kitchen. In the morning when everybody's getting ready for work or school, she always had the radio on. So I grew up with, you know, Sinatra, Dean Martin, all the big band orchestras.
Sure.
I grew up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sisters were a few years older than me. So when Elvis came out, of course, you know, we got a hit with Elvis. We had to have the Elvis bug.
Yeah.
And then, it steamrolled from there. You know, when the Beatles came out, then it went that direction. And then when, I don't know, Led Zeppelin, even in the late 60s when all those bands came out and the San Francisco bands,
mm-hmm.
it took another slight turn.
When I was in the eighth grade, speaking of the San Francisco bands, I belonged to a book club, and one of the books I bought was called Fillmore East and West, about Bill Graham and the San Francisco bands. You would have liked that book, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you're going to play one more song for us, right?
Okay.
We're going to have you play us in the break, and this song will be what, Scott?
This will be Cakewalk in the Town.
Very good. Once again, the stage is yours, Scott O'Neill.
I had the blues so bad one time, put my face in a permanent frown. Now I'm feeling so much better, I could cakewalk into town. Well, I woke up this morning, felt so good, you know I laid back down again. Throw your love on me, mama, I might not feel this good again. But my baby, I love the way she walks. When the girl gets sleepy, I love the way she baby talks. You know, work got scarce, oh honey, you know, work it done got hard. I spend my whole day stealing chickens, mama, from the rich folks' yard.
I thought there was something. Really, I thought maybe you snuck in a recording.
I'm so sorry.
Well, that's cool. Actually, it was kind of haunting at first.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, that's really cool. For our final segment here, tell us once again when and where for this Saturday.
Yes, Saturday, Watson Lake, 1:00 is when the show starts.
Mm-hmm.
Goes from 1 to 5. 4 bands. We will have beverages, adult and non-alcoholic.
And for the family, sure.
Food, we're going to have a food truck there.
Mm-hmm.
And also I might mention, if you're downtown at the parade on Saturday morning, look for us.
There you go.
We'll have a parade and our float in the parade.
That's, how cool is that? And also, is there any admission price or parking fee or anything?
No, it's free.
Even parking?
Parking is $3.
There you
go.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
And that'll be Saturday at Watson Lake Park. We look forward to you entertaining us once again, as you do most weekends in the area, correct?
Yes.
That is Scott O'Neill. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned for local and state news and weather, followed by a chat. A chat with the best-selling bookseller in the world about his 10 best books of the year so far. That's coming your way on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Traditions run deep and have been preserved since 1888 at the world's oldest rodeo in Prescott, Arizona. July 1st through July 7th during the 132nd World's Oldest Rodeo. Hi, this is J.C. Trujillo, General Manager of the Prescott Frontier Days and World's Champion Bareback Rider, inviting you to join us for the world's oldest rodeo in Prescott Frontier Days. Tickets and information are available at worldsoldestrodeo.com or call 928-445-4320. Presented by Coors.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. The Diamondbacks visit the LA Dodgers Tuesday at 7, Monday at 11:30, my 99.9 FM in Prescott, my 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 1st. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A search is underway for a man missing in Grand Canyon National Park.
Peter Francis Schwab, who's 66, of Healdsburg, California, was last seen on June 28th on a river trip on a small beach downriver from National Canyon.
Spokesperson Becky Latanich says Schwab was reported missing after a day hike. The search is currently being scaled back.
They will keep the investigation open, and they will keep searching on a limited basis and, of course, responding to any new clues or leads that develop.
Enjoy a free cup of coffee and conversation with a Prescott Valley police officer.
The next Coffee with a Cop session is scheduled for 2 tomorrow afternoon at the Denny's restaurant on Highway 69. The Chino Valley Police Department also hosts Coffee with a Cop Wednesday, July 25th at 8 a.m. at Overflow Coffee located on Highway 89. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Sunny, windy, and hot. Extreme fire danger conditions all week long with highs today and tomorrow near 89. Wednesday and Thursday, 86. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to about 61 with clear skies. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a very breezy 103 today and tomorrow. Even windier Wednesday and Thursday with sunny highs around 98. Overnight lows, a mostly clear sky, and 66. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Please be fire safe, like us on Facebook, and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
Boy, dental care has sure come a long way. CTs, 3D scans, lasers, cone beams. What? This is Kathy at Bradshaw Family Dental. We take your smile seriously, and we do use cutting-edge technology. But no matter how mainstream dentistry has become, we still and always will put patient care first. We take the time to get to know you and never rush you through. Bradshaw Family Dental, treating your family like ours. For more information on our Prescott Valley or Chino office, check us out online at bradshawfamilydental.com.
Young adults, prepare to become a professional helicopter pilot in 2 years. The Aerospace Science Degree Program offered through Yavapai College prepares students for a career in aviation. Guidance Aviation has provided collegiate helicopter pilot training at the Yavapai Regional Airport since 1998. Their degree program prepares students for instrument, commercial, and certified flight instructor helicopter pilot license. Guidance Aviation offers a private helicopter pilot license separately. For information, go to guidance.aero.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, Amazon has just announced its selections for the best books of the year so far. This annual list features the top 20 books of the year published between January and June, as well as top picks across various categories, including literary fiction, mystery and thriller, biography, children's, and young adult. The Amazon Books editor's top picks for the first half of the year so far are number 10, Carrie Mora, a novel by Thomas Harris. Thomas Harris's harrowing new novel of greed and survival, Carrie Mora, is as cinematic as one might expect and hope for. Charged with smugglers and lawmen, gruesome deaths, and deceit that crisscrosses the ocean between Colombia and Miami. Harris is a masterful storyteller who knows exactly how to get under our skin and into our heads. Number 9, Save Me the Plums, my gourmet memoir by Ruth Reichel. Save Me the Plums chronicles how food writer Ruth Reichel came to be editor-in-chief of the magazine she'd pored over as a child, how she transformed it from a stuffy relic of the old guard into a publication that embraced a new culinary era, and how Gourmet Magazine met its end. A memoir to savor. Number 8, The Unwinding of the Miracle, a memoir of life, death, and everything that comes after by Julie Yip Williams. Her beautiful memoir speaks to one of our greatest fears, that we would be diagnosed with a terminal disease, and to our greatest hope, which is that we could face life straight on, fully, without squinting, and live each day with honesty, ambition, and true feeling. Number 7, Underland, A Deep Time Journey by Robert McFarlane. A one-of-a-kind book, Underland explores the universe beneath our feet, diving into catacombs, caves, and the land under Greenland's shrinking ice cap to delve into the darker recesses of our imaginations, a place where artists, adventurers, and criminals have traveled, willingly and otherwise. Number 6 on the list, Daisy Jones and the Six, a novel by Taylor Jenkins Reid. presented as a series of interviews, this novel about a young, captivating singer who came of age in the late 60s and early 70s will leave you thinking that Daisy Jones and the Six really existed. Number 5, The Night Tiger, a novel by Yangzi Chu. Supple and powerful like the predator that stalks the shadows of Chu's ensnaring tale, this historical novel set in 1930s Malaysia swirls around a strong-minded apprentice dressmaker and a young houseboy whose destinies collide as they both search for a very unlucky mummified human finger. Number 4, Mrs. Everything, a novel by Jennifer Weiner. Sweeping in its personal and political scope, this tale of two sisters is a multi-layered and very moving story for the Me Too era, one that traces how far women have come and how far they have yet to go. Weiner's most ambitious novel yet. Number 3 on the list, Once More We Saw Stars, a memoir by Jason Green. In the face of unimaginable tragedy, they say the only way out is through. That's exactly what Green learns when his daughter dies from a freak accident. This emotional memoir shines a beacon of light in the darkest of places. Number 2, The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides. While we're only halfway through the year, this debut thriller with the twistiest of endings may be the thriller of 2019. And number 1 on the Amazon Books Editor's Picks for the first 10 of the best books of the year, City of Girls, a novel by Elizabeth Gilbert. It's the 1940s, and the frivolous and fun-loving Vivian Morris arrives in New York with the goal of, quote, becoming someone interesting. And in short order she is, but for all the wrong reasons. It's the latest novel by the author of Eat, Pray, Love. It's bawdy, big-hearted, and wise. And we have the senior editor, Chris Schloop, of Amazon Books Editorial on the line. Chris, tell us what made City of Girls, by the author of Eat, Pray, Love, your pick for the best book of the year so far.
That's right. Lots of people know that Elizabeth Gilbert writes memoirs, wrote Eat, Pray, Love, but she's also a novelist. And we love this novel because it will bring joy to your life, basically. It's set in the 1940s. It revolves around a young, fun-loving woman named Vivian Morris. She arrives in New York with the idea of becoming, quote, somebody interesting. And she does become very interesting, but for all the wrong reasons. So she has lots of adventures. It's kind of a big body novel that, as I said, will leave you joyful.
Mm-hmm. Now, your list of the best books of 2019 so far ranges from big-hearted novels to thrilling mysteries, moving memoirs, laugh-out-loud picture books. Tell me about the process that goes into winnowing all those thousands of books down to one list.
Yeah, it's not easy. We read a lot. every month we come up with a list of the top 10 books of the month. So that's sort of that's how we start. So we're doing this all throughout the year. And there are 5 editors. We have a lot of outside readers who also contribute, who are, you know, people at Amazon who we've sort of located over the years who are great readers. But it really comes down to our decision. And around April, we'll start thinking about what were the best books of the year so far. And we get into a room, we sit down, we start horse trading and talking, and I like to say that in the end we do it the old-fashioned way. We argue, but we ultimately come up with a list of the top 20 books of the year so far.
And, of course, you and Sarah Gelman have selected this wonderful list. Now, Sarah's been with Amazon for 10 years. You've been there. You've been part of the books team, I believe, for 7, correct?
That's right. Almost 8.
Tell us about your Tell us about your career as an editor at Random House.
That's what I was just about to say. So, I started there as, you know, assistant editor, just sort of working for another editor. Worked my way up through a dozen years. Worked with a lot of big authors. Really had a great time there, but at some point the West Coast kind of came calling, and I ended up out here. And that experience has really informed my experience here because, you know, when I was working as an editor, I was always thinking about readers, like what do people want to read? Mm-hmm. And then you get out here, and you know, it's great because I can use that experience to sort of identify books that we want to tell readers more about.
And can you tell us some of the other book titles that are on your picks for the first 10 of the best books of the year so far?
Sure. There's a book called Daisy Jones and the Six by Taylor Jenkins Reid. And this is an interesting one because it's written as an oral history. So it's a series of interviews with the members of a band called the Six, which was led by this sort of charismatic leader named Billy Dunn. They didn't really take off until Daisy Jones, who's this equally charismatic, kind of mysterious young woman from California, became the lead singer of the band. It's a book of fiction, but because it's written as a series of interviews, it seems really real. Like, I still to this day think of the Six as having been a real band in the late 60s and early 70s, and the author does a great job of kind of giving out enough information, but not too much to just keep you reading through the pages, keep mm-hmm. you flipping the pages. So mm-hmm. that's one I would recommend.
Also, you have on number two the book The Silent Patient, and the description says this debut thriller has the twistiest of endings and may be the thriller of 2019. Now, in this day and age, with so much social media and so many spoiler sites, is it even possible for a really great book or movie to keep the viewer surprised until the end?
I can tell you that this book is, I hate spoilers, but this book is super twisty, and I don't think people would even believe the twist if they heard it. So, yes, this book is a huge bestseller. It's really interesting because we read this book, you know, way before it was published, and this is a debut author. We didn't know for sure that people would love this book, but we loved it. The story, I'll give you the story real quickly. It's about a woman named Alicia Berenson. She's a famous painter, and she's married to sort of a glamorous photographer. They live in a big house in London. And one day she comes home, and she shoots her husband dead, refuses to speak again, gets institutionalized, and doesn't talk until this criminal psychologist named Theo Faber kind of talks his way into the institution to treat her. So it's very cinematic. As you've said, it's very twisty, mm-hmm. And it's something that you want to talk to other readers about when you've finished.
You've also got a really dramatic book, The Unwinding of the Miracle, a memoir of life, death, and everything that comes after by Julie Yip Williams, and this is about one of our greatest fears, being diagnosed with a terminal disease.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's interesting because if you asked me, do you like sad books like that, I would tell you no. But I picked up this book and I started reading it and I just could not put it down. It was so beautiful, beautifully written. It was so touching. And her story was that she was born in Vietnam. She moved to this country poor. She worked her way through school. She became a successful lawyer. She married the man of her dreams. She had two great kids. And then, yes, she was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And so, yes, it is your worst fear that you'll be diagnosed with a terminal disease. But as you read this book, you realize that she also is sort of appealing to our greatest hope, which is that you would face life mm-hmm. full on and honestly. And that's really left me uplifted, this book.
You also have a top pick in the children's category, The Remarkable Journey of Coyote Sunrise.
Yeah, this is a fun book. I can't remember who the author was, but
Dan Gemeinhart or Gemeinhart.
There was an author who gave a blurb for the book, and she said sometimes a book just makes you want to hug the world. And I thought that was just the best sort of review of a book I've ever read. But The Remarkable Journey of Coyote Sunrise is for ages 9 to 12, and the story is that 5 years ago, a girl named Coyote lost her mother and two sisters in a car crash, and since then she's been traveling around with her father in an old school bus, and they're just sort of out having adventures. And then one day she learns that the park in her old neighborhood where she used to live is going to be demolished, and it turns out that there's a memory box that she buried back there with her mother and her two sisters. And so now she has to get back across the country to her old neighborhood in Washington State to try to retrieve this memory box. But this is the kind of story that makes you want to hug the world.
Mm-hmm. And Chris, I know an awful lot of people love to read books on Kindle, but tell us about the tactile sensation and the overall satisfaction of turning that physical page.
Yeah, I read physical books all the time. I also read on Kindle. I also listen to audiobooks. Mm-hmm. The thing that I always say, and I go back to when I was in publishing, is that when I would receive a manuscript from an author, it was often written on, it was almost always written on a laptop. So the words actually originated on a screen. And so for me, it's really about the words, but I am a book hoarder. I have so many books. I love seeing them on my shelves. Mm-hmm. I love holding them in my hands, even though I read in all formats. Mm-hmm. The book will never go away. That's for sure.
And this is Chris Schlupe, senior editor of Amazon Books Editorial, who, along with Sarah Gelman, the director of Amazon Books Editorial and PR, have announced their best books of 2019 so far. Chris, how can our listeners learn more about the best books of 2019 so far?
You can go to amazon.com/bestbooks so far.
And we thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing and with Amazon Books.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And while we welcome you checking amazon.com for those best books, we recommend you always buy from your local bookseller.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, we have another Frontier Village gift basket to give away to a deserving veteran. We thank you for your service. And if that veteran will call 445-8289, 445-8289, and be the third caller, that veteran, and please, veterans only, will get that thank you veterans gift basket from Arizona's Hometown Radio Group and Frontier Village Shopping Center. It's a wonderful gift, and it's just in time for Independence Day, which is what we always fought for so many years ago, and we thank our veterans for their service. Also want to let you know, a breaking news here, Arizona Downs will resume their summer racing season on July 20th and 21st. It's a celebratory weekend, including wiener dog races, $1 hot dogs, and $3 beers. The Arizona Downs owners are celebrating the news. That will have the crowd-pleasing wiener dog races, which will take place on Saturday the 20th. The admission gates open at 10. The post time for the first race is 1 p.m. General admission's only $2. Kids 10 and under are free. Tickets are available for purchase at www.arizonadowns.com. Now, the new financing enables Arizona Downs to fund purses distributed to horsemen for the remainder of the 2019 summer meet. It frees up capital to expand their off-track betting network to fund purses for the 2020 summer racing season. Their owners are proactively seeking new restaurants and bars to add to their OTB system, which currently consists of six partners located in Metro Phoenix, Flagstaff, Lake Havasu, and Pine Top Lakeside. So, Arizona Downs to resume their summer racing season July 20th and 21st. Also want to remind you, this tomorrow, of course, is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14. That will be the David Bowie film Labyrinth, which, by the way, will also be playing next Wednesday at the Prescott Oaks Theater. Now, this Wednesday at the Prescott Oaks Theater, if you have visitors coming in for the 4th of July weekend, make sure you take them to the Elks on Wednesday night because they're screening the movie Junior Bonner, the 1972 film, starring Steve McQueen, Ben Johnson, Robert Preston, Ida Lupino. Interestingly, by the way, Preston and Lupino portrayed Steve McQueen's parents and are only 12 years older than Steve McQueen, but that's Hollywood for you. So, yeah, make sure you see Junior Bonner at the Elks. You will see Prescott as it looked 45 years ago because so much of the movie was filmed right around here. And make sure you stop in, take your guest to the Palace Saloon for a beer or a soft drink, and they can see that great big mural of the Junior Bonner movie poster right there in the dining room. The Diamondbacks are off today. They prepare to face the Dodgers in L.A. tomorrow and Wednesday. They'll return home for three against the Rockies, followed by the four-day All-Star break, which will also feature, of course, Ketel Marte going to Cleveland for the All-Star game. Don't forget about Badass Blues every day online at Prescott.com. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, and join me back here tomorrow with local author Keith Warren Lloyd. He was featured on Good Morning America last week. He has a new book, The Great Desert Escape. Also tomorrow, Sherry Hanna for the Kiwanis Kitty Parade and a whole bunch of other community activities Sherry's always involved in. That's Q&A for you tomorrow at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.